Research approach. The Greek setting of the New Testament is very different from that of the Old Testament. Following the Hellenization of Alexander the Great, the West as well as the Middle East adopted a notably Greek lifestyle. In all major cities touched by the Macedonian armies of Alexander, the upper class was expected to learn and converse in Greek, the new lingua franca. Footnote: lingua franca means an international language spoken by many cultures. English is the modern lingua franca. End footnote. Boys from wealthy families received a Greek education and military training at an institution called a paideia. Judea and its capital city of Jerusalem were no exception. Even the temple was temporarily dedicated to Zeus Olympus. When the Romans became the dominant power in the region, they maintained many Greek practices. A dialect of Greek called Koine Greek or Common Greek became an international language much like English is today. By the dawn of the 1st century CE, the Roman emperors had even appointed puppet rulers as kings, such as Herod the Great and his son Herod Antipas. Through selecting and controlling the monarchy and the high priesthood, Rome maintained order within far-off Judea. It is during this new Greek-influenced and Roman-controlled era of Judea that Jesus' ministry takes place. During the research process for music in the Bible, I learned a great deal through trial and error. For example, I quickly realized that with regard to the technical musical aspects of Scripture, only superficial knowledge may be gleaned from an English Bible alone, and that I must engage with the texts in their original language to discover the true identity of a given musical instrument. While I certainly used English Bibles as a necessary resource for this project, I began by working with the original Greek language Scriptures of the New Testament. As with music in the Bible, I identified every musical instance in the New Testament, classified each reference into vocal or instrumental music categories, and determined the societal, cultural, and/or religious function that music fulfilled in a given passage. This process also presented some unique challenges that I did not encounter while researching and writing Volume 1. The first challenge arose when I decided to identify which Old Testament instrument a given New Testament instrument represented. In other words, which Hebrew instrument were the New Testament authors referring to using their vernacular Greek language? I assumed that just as English translators would later write harp when referring to a kinnor, so too did Greek authors use their own vernacular and write kithara, a Greek musical instrument in the lyre family, whenever they referred to a kinnor. After all, just like the Old Testament, much of the New Testament is set in Judea. The Gospels even describe a sect of Jews living in the Holy Land, so it stands to reason that the instruments should all be the same, right? While one could argue that the kithara, or possibly the lyra, was the closest Greek equivalent to the kinnor, I wanted to avoid westernizing Near East musical instruments. Instead, I chose to base my work on the conclusions drawn and recorded by the ancient authors and translators who dealt with translational challenges at the time. I conducted my research and writing 2,000 years after these texts were originally written, yet we have many extra-biblical texts and commentaries written during the 1st century CE by authors who could give a first-hand account of the events described within Scripture. I chose to examine the Greek texts of the Septuagint, the first ever translation of the Jewish scripture written in Greek, as well as the Greek texts of the Apocrypha. I could take the Greek works in which I know for certain that an instrument is described as a kinnor or nevel, and then use those texts as a Rosetta Stone to translate the New Testament instruments into their original Hebrew names. For example, in Genesis 4:21, the first musical reference in the Bible, the author describes a kinnor and an ugav. In the Septuagint, the Greek word used in place of kinnor is kithara. In Psalm 151 in the Apocrypha, which was written in Greek, the psalmist describes David playing his instrument. In theory, if the Greek translators were in agreement across time and geography, Psalm 151 should also mention a kithara. To my dismay, Psalm 151 uses the words organon, a general term for musical instrument, and psalterion or psaltery,